Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, God, help me.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord.
Shall get on our knees. Matter of fact, I want to share something about that after we pray. Please bow your hearts, everyone. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very, very much for blessing us with your presence, as you always do. Thank you for all the blessings that we have seen the last 30 days, even though some of them were pretty intense and still bring tears to our eyes. Thank you also for blessing everyone on our prayer list, especially those that are lost. And thank you for blessing everyone that's doing the work with that strong hedge of angels we all need. Because now, no matter where you live, you're on the front lines. And so thank you for giving us the courage, the strength, the faith, the wisdom, and the desire to overcome. Because we know the only way that you're going to be able to use us is if we stop sinning. And we know we're going to slip up, but we also know when we confess it, that sin is completely gone. We know that we cannot die with unconfessed sin, or we're the ones that have to die for the sin. And that means to die in hellfire. And so thank you for giving us an understanding of that too. And please bless everyone in attendance in all the praises and the people that share them. And because it's, we love you and we just want to tell everybody what you have done. And that's why we have a testimony service every month. Thank you, Father, in advance. And thank you, Jesus, for sending the Comforter, as you promised. And that perfect peace that we have in these last days. We offer this prayer. In the name of your Son, Father, even though we're still trying to get to that point where we can emulate him with perfection, in his name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, where did I put this? I was thinking of maybe sharing this next week, but wait, let's just see. Give on the marriage lamb. It says, Matthew 22 verses 1 to 14. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just going to share it quickly. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's for those of you that want to read it later, just mark this down, Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14. We all know that when the king came in at the marriage, you know, at the wedding, to see the guests, he saw there a man that didn't have the wedding garment on. And we know in prophecy, garment means your walk. That's why the Lord allows us sometimes to have dreams about us walking around in our underwear, telling us that, you need to kind of clean things up here in your walk. Or you're naked, which is even worse. And we're not, we're probably ashamed and stuff like that sometimes. Because and all of us have dreams from the Lord. Not all of them are going to be prophetic. And if you want proof on that, just go into the book of Job and read what all his friends said, supposed friends said unto him. Even his wife told him to curse God and die. I mean, unbelievable. But listen to what the young man said at the end in regards to dreams. As a matter of fact, that's what got me. That was the first rather bold answer to a question I had. Oh, wow. 37 years ago this month. I was asking him a question in regards to a dream I had the night before. And I says, does that dream mean this is going to happen if I don't shape things up? You know, because I had been trying for 18 months to get my walk right. And I got an absolute yes. I didn't hear the word. This wasn't a time that I heard his voice. I heard his voice three times, but this wasn't one of them. I just had a thought that, and then I collapsed in tears. I just, the presence was the first time I ever felt the presence. And I was alone, so I always have to mention that because a lot of people think, oh, he had the Kundalini experience. No, I'm not Pentecostal, never was. You know, with that demon that makes people collapse and act like they're, you know, bouncing around like a fish out of water, that's not Christianity. That's a demon possession. And so, my life changed from that day forward, and it's kind of more or less like to summarize what the young man said in the book of Job, was to, how the Lord talks to us is like for, you know, like from some people. Because more or less the question I had was, how do you talk to people that won't listen? And the thought came, dreams, like it says in Job. And then I says, well, what kind of dream did I have lately? And so I then thought of the dream I had the night before, and I says, oh, that was pretty violent. So does this mean, and then, you know, the rest is history, or his story. But the reason we kneel in prayer in the seven-day remnant movement is because we worship and honor and adore and love the God of creation. He is our God. And we have no problems bowing before the great congregation, as David said. As a matter of fact, let me just go someplace real quick. In let me get the text chat back up. Show you this. This is part of my praise. Oh goody, Microsoft Edge has been updated. Yeah. That's what they just showed me. All right, and so where am I going now? Oh, wow. Father God, please, let me find this quickly. Oh, get that out of there. All right, and then I scroll down here. You go, oops. Go down here. You'll see a little wolf. There it is. Now, I shared this before, and I may have even shared it last week, but there are videos of these preachers. And I only mention Sabbath-keeping types, and most of them are SDA here. And then, of course, then you got like this guy here, Andrew Henriquez, and all the rest. They oh, look at that. Walter V pulled the video. Wonder why. And then these guys, they stand in prayer. Okay? But here, let me just show you a stack of verses that I put in each of these videos. And this is why I'm banned on all those videos. I can't. Oh, there's another one he erased. Okay, it's okay. Solomon. Oh, here, it's all on your screen right now, and I put some of these videos. Let's see. You go to the 30-second mark. Let's just see. Oh, look at that. They're yanking the videos that I have of them. This is Stephen Bohr. This guy's the guy that's interviewing him and putting up videos about him on social media and YouTube and all the other places, sent me an email, he wants to interview me. And he's interviewing all these 501c3 guys, and he doesn't want to hear what I have to say, and so there's no way. Plus, I'm not getting on camera. Let me just try another one. Oh, well, look at that. Okay, go to 245. I think it was 245, right? 245. Mm-hmm. 246. Stephen Bohr.
Our Father and our God.
He's praying.
It's been a wonderful day.
He's praying. Okay. Standing up like a pagan. No respect at all to the God of heaven. But yet Solomon kneeled in prayer. He was a king. David kneeled in prayer. He was a king. Daniel kneeled in prayer. He was a prophet. Many kneeled, Jesus kneeled, Stephen kneeled, Peter kneeled, Paul kneeled, they all kneeled. Why is it such a problem for people to kneel down in the Seventh-day Adventist church? It's because it's a Roman Catholic church now. And look what Sister White said, and I'll end it with this. This is why we kneel, brothers and sisters. She said, one, and it's right there on your screen. This is from Notebook Leaflets from the Elmshaven Library, Volume 1, page 119. She said, one who has been educated for about 5 years in Battle Creek was asked to lead in prayer before Sister White should speak to the people. But as I beheld him standing upright upon his feet while his lips were about to open in prayer to God, my soul was stirred within me to give him an open rebuke, calling him by name, because there's no sin involved, 1 Timothy 5, right? If he's going to stand before the people as an elder or a pastor or whatever, calling him by name, I said, get down upon your knees. This is the proper position always. If you love the Lord, you don't have a problem with something like this. Okay. Now, it's understandable. Some people that join us for church are joining us in their cars or they're joining us in their trucks. We used to have a lot of truckers used to come by a lot. Well, not a lot, but yeah, sometimes you can't, or you're disabled, you can't kneel, or like it's extremely painful when you get to a certain age for some people because you're not stretching. Get out there and stretch. I can't believe it. My body feels like I'm in my 20s. And I've been stretching for years, and I just don't. You got to do it every morning. You know, I have a certain routine that I do. And now when I, you know, push myself off the chair, my arms don't hurt no more. When I get up off the chair, it's not like I got to crawl like a dying old man for 30 seconds before the pain goes away. No, it's just I can jump out of the chair now and I can walk fine. And it's just from stretching. As well as, you know, I do exercise, you know, walking a lot. Walking is one of the best exercises, if not the best. You know, a nice brisk walk, 1.5 miles, 2 miles a day kind of a thing. And if it's cold or raining, get a treadmill. You can get them cheap now. You know, you don't have to get all the fancy schmancy stuff. So the one we have, my son bought and didn't have a, he was moving and he didn't want to take it with him, so he gave it to us. I said, it twists my arm, you know. So anyway, let me get back to the praises here because I have a few. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to read something from Gospel Workers, page 171, paragraph 2. I'll put it in the room. For those of you that are going to send me testimonies or you're going to ask somebody to share a testimony or you're going to get on the microphone with a testimony, these are testimonies. These aren't sermons. Notice what Sister White says. She says, nothing will so completely kill the spirit of devotion as for one person to take up 20 or 30 minutes on a long testimony. This means death to the spirituality of the meeting. So there you have it. Okay, so I have a few testimonies, praises rather, that I want to give unto all to glorify the Lord before the great congregation. There are some that I'm not going to share yet because I'm still having a rough go, you know, I'm still mourning. And so I just saying that gets me going, and I don't even want to, I got to shake it off. So, but I got to say, the peace of Jesus is real. It's off the chart real. I've never, ever experienced pain like this before in my life, but I've never experienced peace like this before. And the joy that I have in Jesus because He answered specific prayers of mine in regards to all that happened. And let me know everything's okay. And but still, it's difficult to go through this, and so I need His peace. And you know, like when Jesus wept with Mary and Martha. And then Sister White even says in one of her books that when we weep, He weeps with us. Yeah, He does. You'll get that hug from heaven. You'll know His presence. Because I was thinking over the years, if this were to happen, I might be a basket case. I might go this route. I might decide to shut everything down and just quit and just go into a cave and, you know, clam up for the next 20 years. Or, well, we don't have 20 years, but no. You know, He's there for me. He's there for us. You could pray when you're walking. You could pray when you're right before, like if you're standing up and someone sticks a gun in your face. Yeah. You don't have to say, oh, can you hold on a second? Let me get on my knees. No, just go ahead and throw up a prayer real quick. You'll see how quickly a gun misfires. You could pray riding a bike, driving a car. But when you're before the people, before the congregation, you, like, especially if you're going to get ready for a sermon or whatnot, or just share, you better be on your knees, you know. And you should be on your knees when you're starting your private prayer, like when you take your time out, especially like the midday. Well, the morning prayer, everybody just about rolls out of bed and hits their knees and goes into prayer, right? A quick prayer to start the day and thank the Lord for it. Same thing with the prayer at night, a quick prayer to end of the day and thank the Lord for it and pray for your loved ones. And if you got a lot of them, it might take a while. But He knows everybody's names. He's the one that named us. And so a lot of times I won't mention everybody by name, but when names come up, I do mention. But the midday prayer, get some time, like if you got a 9-to-5, then on your way home from work. Like if you can get on your knees somewhere in a closet or in a bathroom before you leave your work and say, Father God, I'm about to go in prayer. Please be with me. And then that's what I do. And if I'm going to get in a car, I'll just drive and pray the whole. I haven't listened to the radio in I don't know how long. And I used to be a nut for that, wanting to, you know, always have something going on in the car. And so, yeah, you could, but starting the prayer, regardless if you like my midday prayer, normally I just go out into the woods and back, or I'll walk the road out in front. But I will start my prayer in the house on my knees first. I used to do that out in the woods, but I knelt down on a hedge thorn and broke the vascular plane. And so I was literally walking around for like a week, like Igor. You know, my right leg wouldn't bend. I had to drag it. Try to drive a car like that too. Because when you bust the vascular plane right on the kneecap, it didn't hurt. I mean, it hurt when I knelt down on the thorn, and it hurt when I squeaked the horn out, the thorn out. But you go to sleep, and then you start bleeding under the kneecap and not realize it. And you get up in the morning, and you can't move that. It's like you've got a cast on. It's how the Lord heals in that way. And it was painful to try to bend it. And so I start my prayer in the house now. I don't go out kneeling in the woods because we have hedge trees. We got a hedge row and a bunch of other trees, but those hedges with those hedge apples, they're everywhere. And so, but yeah, please start your prayers on your knees, when especially, well, all of them. Yeah, amen. It's just constantly, continually praying. Amen, Sister Marie. And so I also want to praise the Lord for the 35-minute video I made this week. I don't know if I'm going to make a video about this sermon or study hour that I did this week. I might. I don't know. I'm going to pray about it because it took 4 days. I think, when did I upload it? Thursday evening or something. But I'm praising the Lord that the computer system held up until I got to about 32 or 33 minutes. Then it started doing that, you know, it like say I'm going to say hello, it would go hello, like that. Because Camtasia does not allow you to manipulate the RAM to get the computer to go, instead of using 8 gigs, I wanted to use 28 gigs or 28 mega or 28 gig of RAM, because I got 32. But it won't do it. But I was able to do it. It went by really quick up until I got to the last few minutes, and that was fine, because that kind of, it did crash once, but that's okay. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that too, because usually, you know, Luke did all the long ones because he was set up for that. You know, he had the iMac Pro and all that other Mac stuff, you know, and Final Cut Pro, and he was able to manipulate the RAM, and it would take him a week to do a video. Unless he was not feeling good, then it could take him a few months, because we all know what he was going through. And I also want to thank the Lord for major, major revelations in his word the last 30 days or so. I mean, something's up. We know something's up. Remember that, brothers and sisters? We were at a camp meeting a few years ago, and he says, all of us were saying it. Something big is about to happen. And then what, 6 months or a year later, was the plandemic and all that goofy stuff. But yeah, I remember that. Everybody that was at the camp meeting had the same thought. We were all on the same page with it. It's great. My brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, we truly are a family. And so, but yes, the last 30 days or so, the Lord, I mean, maybe it's because of the grieving and the excessive amount of prayer and excessive amount of study that I've been doing, and just to distract myself and all that. And Fran's been going through it too. We're, you know, seeing, the word is opening up in ways we never expected, and we're praising his name for it. But we also knew that when we get extremely close, he's going to do that for us. And so a lot of us are seeing that. And even, you know, some of the kids are getting more into the word, and that too is another sign, as well as what happened with Luke was another major sign that we were extremely close, but I'm not going to get into all that. But the fact is, and the spirit of prophecy, and just like last night, I locked down the timing of the loud cry, because the enemy of souls was trying to confuse me on it, making me think that the loud cry is going to go forth after they pass the bill for where we can buy and sell. And I'm thinking, you know, because there's somebody was twisting some stuff. I can't remember where somebody gave me something on it, and I says, no, this ain't right. This can't be right. They passed the bill to shut us up and enforce it. And so I did find it last night, and I put it on theloudcry.org. It's on the main page now. And Fran and I are going to go over it later, you know, when the Sabbath breaks. And so I just wanted to praise the Lord for all that, everything that's happened the last month, especially in regards to Luke and, well, my Father knows what I'm talking about here in my heart, and so I'm not going to express it, because then I'm going to lose it again, and I'm not doing it. Because it's still, every day I'm still losing it, so it's okay. Let's see here. All right, I got a few. Oh, Fran's got her hand up, and so I'm going to drop the mic. And she's got something she's going to share. And by the way, those of you that want your praises to be shared, Sister Minnie's going to you put your praises in the text chat. Or if you know how to PM, send it to Sister Mindy, and she'll read it for you on the mic. So next voice you shall be, or shall hear, will be that of my better half.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a praise here from Sister Katie. And Sister Katie starts out with 2 Kings 20, verse 5. And it says, I heard thy prayer, I've seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. And she says, for the past week and a half, I've been sick with a really bad cold or flu. This was a shock to me because I haven't been sick in 4 years since I have been a vegan. At first, it started out with a sore throat for a couple days, then a sinus headache, congestion, fatigue, hoarse voice, and finally a cough. The sore throat was unbearable for 3 days. It was unbearable for 3 days. Couldn't sleep at night because it felt like someone took a match and put it inside my throat. Well, that sounds like strep throat. It brought me to tears. I asked Sister Fran if I should go to urgent care because it seemed like I wasn't getting any better, just worse. But I really didn't want to go because I didn't want to get tested for COVID. She reassured me that if the natural medicines are not working and I'm just getting worse, it's okay to go, and I can refuse the test and just tell them that I need antibiotics for my throat. I had my mind set to go the next day, even though I was still unsure about it, because I wanted to heal naturally with Jesus' help. He is the ultimate healer, and I wanted to glorify him through this. I went into prayer that night crying out to the Lord to please heal me and that I only trust him to do so. My prayer was answered the next day. Sore throat was gone. I still had congestion with a cough, but it's not nearly as bad as it was. Every day I'm getting a little better, and I finally can sleep through the most of the night. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing hand over me. I want to encourage everyone that if you get sick, please remember that Jesus is just a prayer away. Cry out to him in your anguish and pain. He will hear you and heal you. Don't give up. Natural remedies may take longer to work sometimes, but just be patient. You have a mighty physician by your side through all. Sabbath blessings. Praise the Lord, Sister Katie. Praise the Lord. And I just have a quick praise. I want to praise him for my salvation. I want to praise him for our church family. I want to praise him for, you know, us gathering, being able to gather together every Sabbath and even during the week. And he's always there with us. And I also want to praise his name for being with me. When my son died, and I just have to say, he is a wonderful companion. He's just the best companion, the best king. He's the king of kings. He's the best friend. He's the best healer. He gave me such peace about this because I know that, you know, my son was getting closer and closer to the Lord before he died. And I know he didn't tell us what was going on either. I know when he's hiding things from me. I'd even bring it up to him and says, Luke, you need to tell me. And he's like, no, Mom, I don't want you guys to worry. It's just normal for me to, get worse and worse like this, But I did know that he knew he was going to die, and the Lord gave me discernment on it that he was going to die too. So I praise his name for getting me ready a little bit, giving me that information so it wouldn't come as such a shock to me. And knowing that my son had, salvation from Jesus, his peace is wonderful. God has a holy, tremendous joy that salvation just outweighs the sadness of my son's death. I mean, it just outshines it. His salvation, and no sadness has room to get in your heart when you know that someone who passed away had salvation, died in Christ, and I just want to praise his name for that. I'm still full of joy that he died in Christ. I am sad that he died, but that, like I said, that joy outweighs the sadness of my son's death, and that joy is from God. And praise the Lord. Okay, I shall hand the mic over to the next person.
Amen. You might want to drop your hand there, Fran. That way I'll know if you need to be. Oh, thanks. All right. Let's see. Okay, what was that? All right, hold on. Oh, no problem, Jana. No problem at all. Something to think about, that's for sure. All the parents that have to get involved in that, don't let me know. So, anyway, this praise I just got here is from Brother Jeremiah. He says, this isn't my personal testimony, but I want to praise God and share what happened. My little cousin's school was in a lockdown over a school shooting scare. It wasn't actually a school shooting, so thank God. The reason for the lockdown was that someone was spotted with a gun. Anyways, my little cousin told me that she was with my grandma that morning, and they prayed that nothing bad would happen to her. My grandma specifically prayed about protecting her from school shootings. While the situation happened, my little cousin remembered that they had prayed. She tells me she felt like God was there. She witnessed an answered prayer and that they were kept safe. So I want to praise the Lord for protecting my little cousin and the school. I pray God grows this seed in my little cousin that she may remember God's loving hand for the future. God is amazing. He is loving and kind. God bless you all, brethren. We have an amazing God. Amen. Amen. All right. Let me get another one here. And then I'm going to check my emails, and Sister Mindy will be up here in a minute. And this is from Sister Hannah. I guess I got it after last month's testimony service, and so I'll be sharing it this week because I got it too late. It says, I have a praise to share from this past week. I have been having an issue with my tooth and had an appointment for it earlier this week, and the Lord planned it that he needed to reach a gentleman named Dan. I had been visiting with him in the waiting room and was hoping to share with him, but he got called back to his appointment. I prayed for the opportunity, if the Lord so willed, to get to talk further with him. After I got out of my appointment, I happened to notice the gentleman was in his car next to me. I got so excited. The Lord did indeed give me an opportunity to talk more with him. He said he hadn't left the dentist's parking lot because he had felt like there was something he was supposed to wait for. Wow. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And then she says, praise the Lord. And then she says, we talked for about an hour. He sees a lot of the corruption in this church. It's a Catholic church, by the way, she said, that he has been attending for more than 50 years. Please be praying for this kind and precious soul, that he would be convinced to heed God's loving call to come out of her, my people. Thank you, brothers and sisters. And then she goes, extra prayer, or praise. It came to my mind after the fact that I was first speaking to Dan, that when I was first speaking to Dan, my mouth was still numb, and I was still drooling, funny enough, but as I started sharing, the Lord made the numbness go away quickly so I could be able to properly speak to this man. Wow, amen. Here I was worrying that I wasn't trusting in the Lord's healing power for my tooth, but he had other plans. God is good. God's many blessings to you all, Sister Hannah. And so, amen. Yeah, a lot of times, like with Sister Katie, just had a natural healing. And same thing happened to me, too. I got the same thing. I got a cold and a flu. The flu wasn't much, but the cold was. And I got one of those, like a match in the back of your throat, which is a better explanation than a razor blade. Because that's how I always feel, like a rolling spike ball every time I swallow. But, yeah, we had natural methods that we used, and I got rid of it in a day and a half or something like that. And the nice thing is I could use it, wake up in the middle of the night like you do, and all of a sudden your throat is like raw. And then I would spray this stuff in the back, and it would burn like all get out because it had, you know, medicinal things in it from this one place that we get the natural healing stuff from. And, yeah, it was gone quick. But sometimes the Lord would have us go to like a dentist or whatever, because there's somebody there we need to speak to. And that's what she was getting at there in the end. All right. So I'm going to go check my emails and for praises, if anybody has sent any yet. Sister Mindy has got a lot of praises that she wants to share with everybody here. But before I do that, I'm going to read Matthew's praise because it's short. He just emailed it to me, or PM'd it to me. And it says, I want to praise God for the way he works. I would pray over my wife throughout the years, and she would get upset with me and say she didn't need prayers, that I needed them. But I told her we all need them, including me, because I too fall short of God's glory and am far from perfect. Now, in her current health situation, my son Isaiah and I have been praying over her. She now asks me to pray over her and with her, and that touches my heart. Now I pray that she will one day join us in the Bible studies here in Presence of God Ministry and at home. Our God is good, the most holy and just and righteous God of all the earth. Lord, have mercy on us and deliver us out of all our troubles. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. So I'm going to drop the mic, and Sister Mindy is going to share some of your praises.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. All right, let's get these praises shared. We have quite a few here. I'll start out. Brother Gilbert says, I thank the Lord for many things. The devil can throw my sins in my face all he wants. I thank the Lord that I still warn people, I keep the Lord's Sabbath, and that I contribute financially to the Lord's program, and that I will die trying. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Stephanie says, I praise the Lord for the many blessings he has given me and my family. I thank him for how well my daughter has been doing with her Bible study and wanting to do God's will and getting close to him. I'm so grateful. Praise the Lord, sister. Sister Diane says, I praise the Lord for the blessings of physical health, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the blessings of my keeping the Sabbath, being a witness to people that I know. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Jana says, praise the Lord for my nanny knows that Sabbath is on Saturday, and she might start doing Sabbath on Saturday now that she knows. Praise the Lord, little sister. And Sister Mary says, praise the Lord for my salvation, for wisdom, discernment. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Amanda Renee, I'm very glad I feel blessed to be part of Remnant Movement. I am so thankful to be part of God's family. God's word assures me he will never leave or forsake me. Amen, sister. Brother Mel says, I would like to praise our Heavenly Father for the spirit of peace. All praise and glory be to God. I would like to share this quote from Sister White in reference to this peace. Oh, I need to get into the chat room and get that. Sorry, I didn't post that. Hold on. And I will read it. Let me scroll up here. Oh, it's not letting me go all the way. Okay, sorry. I'm scrolling up to get the Brother Mail shared. It might be way up here. Well, how about if Pastor Nick is sharing praises, I'll get to that. I don't want to take up too much time here trying to find it. So I'll share, Brother Mel. And then Brother Show says, I want to praise the Lord for leading me and opening up doors for people that need to hear the truth and for bridling my tongue and giving me the courage to share the truth they need to hear. The Lord does this in such an amazing way. I also want to praise the Lord for my job and that just yesterday they finally removed the mask mandate. Praise the Lord, brother. And Sister Sarah says, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I want to praise my Father for helping me with my diet and blessing me with health and a new job that will bring new witnessing opportunities. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Mandy says, I shared this already during children's study, but I will share it again. I praise the Lord again for my husband reading the Bible every night for the past 5 years. I even caught him a few times on his knees praying, so it's nice to see his obedience. He also told me for years that he would never read in the morning because he doesn't have any time. But after telling him that Luke would carry the Steps of Christ book everywhere he went, he started reading this book in the morning. So I just wanted to praise God for all of that. Praise the Lord, sister. All right. Great praises, and keep them coming, guys. Amen.
Amen. All right. I got a few more in the email. First one here is from Sister Kara. And I don't know if it's you or the other Sister Kara. There's two of them that whenever I send you a thank you email, it always bounces back. And so I just wanted to let you know. I always try to email you, and it always comes back saying you can't get the email because they're blocking me. I think you got Gmail. Some Gmail servers block me 100%. Some just put me in the spam area. And then some, and I put it on my Google page to show people, some actually tell the people that I'm blocking them. Boy, they hate Christians. So anyway, so Sister Kara says, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. She's got three praises here, and they're short. The first one says, first I want to praise the Lord for all things and for his mercy and grace and long-suffering that he has towards us. And then number two, the second praise is Aunt's one I forgot to share months ago. I received something in the mail from a Jehovah Witness. So I got their address and sent them a couple of different tracks I had at the time. I just wanted to praise the Lord. He gave me the opportunity to share his truth. You know, same exact thing happened to me, sister. And every month I sent them a different. I haven't done it in a while now, but I'm going to get back on it. I was sending a track every month because I got their home address. They were doing it out here, too. Two of them, two different families that were in some towns near here. One of them does it with pencil and handwrites it. So they got a lot of zeal, so I sent them some information that hopefully they'll be blessed. All right, and number three, and I don't talk about JWs or nothing like that. I mean, one time I was asked to respond as to what do I think of them during a Fire Talk church meeting that we were having, you know, back when the internet just started. And it happened twice over the course of a year or 18 months. And each time I was asked the question, I did have some research on them, and then I shared some of the facts that I knew about them. And each time I would drop the mic. With Fire Talk, you had no warning when someone was dropping the mic. Your mic would instantly turn on because there was no way to, you know, unless you muted it on your side, right? And each time I dropped the mic, there was a blood-curdling scream from the person, and then all of a sudden they would leave the room. It sounded like a demon. And so keep them in your prayers. They don't realize. JWs actually were Seventh-day Adventists. That's how they started. And that's how corrupted the SDA Church got to where they actually, one of their spinoffs are Jehovah's Witnesses. And anyway, and they actually think Jesus Christ is, Lucifer is Jesus Christ's brother. And Lucifer is not a name that's found in heaven anymore. That was Satan's name before he fell. And I just heard an SDA preacher the other day on camera calling him Lucifer, which means he may be a devil worshiper because the devil worshippers keep using that name, Lucifer. The Vatican uses it a lot, especially in their Gregorian chant. Anyway, the third praise from Sister Kara is, I also want to praise the Lord and thank him for my grandson that was born on November 21st. He did experience some withdrawals for a couple of weeks from the fentanyl that my daughter was highly addicted to all throughout her pregnancy. Oh, that's too bad. My two daughters are now off fentanyl. I can't praise and thank him enough for helping them. Amen. And then she says, thank you for all your prayers. God bless you all. Happy Sabbath. Amen, Sister Kara. All right. Oh. So who's got something to share, Sister Mindy or Sister Franny? Yeah, two hands up over there. All right, let me, I guess Sister Mindy does. Oh, no, neither one of them do now. Oh, maybe it was Fran. Yeah, you guys got to remember to shut, I think Fran did shut hers off. But it's going to be easy. All right, let me just do, oops. Where did it go now? There it is. All right, let me share one more praise, and then I'll drop the mic, because I think Fran might. I sent one to Fran from Sister Vera, and that's probably what she wants to share. But this praise is from Brother Samuel. It'll take maybe 3 or 4 minutes. It's kind of long. He says, hello, and Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I would like to praise the Lord for showing me when I had made a misstep in giving me the strength to correct it. As some of you may know, I've been working as an assistant teacher since October last year, and I was reading fiction books to young children. The beginning of the last month, at the close of the Sabbath, I was sitting in my room reading some spirit of prophecy when I got convicted, cut to the heart. I was shown by the Lord that me reading the fiction books to the children was a violation of the Ninth Commandment, and that he was not pleased with this. Amen. It's just like Hollywood, too. Watching a Hollywood movie, that's fiction. Or the sitcoms and all that stuff, that's all fiction. So the next morning, he says, I emailed my colleague telling him that I would no longer read the fiction books and the reasons why. Then on Monday, I had a meeting with the head teachers of the school, and I gave my reasons and my opposition to fiction, and then I would be violating my own conscience to continue. They then said I had a choice. I could either change my mind, or this would be my last week on the job. Isn't that something? Either disobey your God, or we're going to fire you. Kind of like what the government's doing with, you know, the vaccines or whatever. So I chose to obey the dictates of my conscience, praise the Lord. They then backtracked somewhat and said, I will be able to see out my current contract until April 8th. That's because they don't want to get themselves in a big old trick bag. And they changed my timetable so I would only be teaching math and other non-fiction subjects. Well, why didn't they just do that instead, right off the bat? But he goes on. So I will be unemployed in April by the looks of it, but I praise the Lord for his will being done, and I look forward to what he would have me do next. Just before all of this, they were offering me a new 18-month contract that I said I would be happy to take, and it was the next day that God convicted me about the fiction stuff. What? Oh, yeah, so he did say so just before all this. Okay, so. And then he goes, I also praise his name for a work that the Lord has recently put on my heart to put together a small book of the book of Daniel and Revelation with a small explanation of all of the prophecies, including the trumpets, the seals, and everything else. Wow, send me a copy, bro. We'll put it online. There is one other brother helping out as it stands. Praise his name. The Lord began to put this on my heart some weeks ago, and I was listening to a WTPR broadcast. It was an old broadcast, I think, from about 15 years ago. And this Sister White quote was mentioned, and it's manuscript releases 18, page 178, and it says this. We do not dwell sufficiently upon the Revelation and the Book of Daniel. These books should be published together in pamphlet form, with a few explanations added. That's why I did the Revelation study on the site, and I got, you know, Daniel 11 on the site. I should put more on the site. Well, I do have Daniel 2 on the site, too, and yeah, the Dream of a King. So anyway, with a few explanations added, and they should be circulated everywhere. The words, wow, that is a good idea. The words of inspiration will do their appointed work, for the Holy Spirit will impress hearts in regard to the prophecies given. You know, brother and sister, I think this should be a church project, if you think about it. So, Brother Samuel, if you're listening, we're all for it. And I'd like to help you get the book out there and print it and all that other stuff. And so, yeah, please email me if you're listening. I think he's, is he in the room? I think he might be on WTPR. Because if I'm not mistaken, he ain't from around these parts. He's on the other side of the planet. So anyway, going on in Sister White's writings, it says, in this pamphlet, it should be made plain that a revelation is not a mystery, which cannot be understood. Yeah, that's something we kind of like push. It was Daniel's book that was sealed, not Revelation. Revelation was revealed. That's why it's called Revelation. So it's not a mystery which cannot be understood, but rather a mystery revealed. These two books may be prepared for publication in a pamphlet bound inexpensively, costing but a trifle, and small enough to be carried in the pocket. Printed together, the books of Daniel and the Revelation will speak to the people and tell their own story. God bless all, sending love to you all and to yourselves and your family, Pastor Nicholas, and the little smiley face. God bless you too, my brother. But yeah, this is a very, very, very good idea. I don't know why we didn't do it back then. We are doing the Yarlak book. We are doing the health book, and we're just about finishing that up. Soon, I think it's going to be going to print. And so this, I think, is a good thing that we can do. We don't have to make it fat. We don't have to go into detail like I did on Matt. The only reason I did what I did on Daniel 11 on the website is because people that used to be part of our number years ago on the West Coast were saying that the king of the North was Islam, when they didn't realize that Rome invented Islam, wrote the Quran. But anyway, And so I did that study on the website about Daniel 11. It's remnantgod.org/Daniel11.htm. And it's in depth. We don't have to go into that kind of depth because the book will get fat. What we could do is we could tell them, this is what that means, this is what that means, and then give them a couple of verses here and there just to show them how the Bible does define those symbols as being, as we just said. But then give them a link and in the booklet somewhere. We could even make a happy, you know, like one of those little short links if we have to. But I don't know how reliable those servers are because they might go belly up. But give them a link to where they can get more information if they want to have in-depth information on these prophecies. And so, but yeah. This I think would be an excellent idea, an excellent thing to do. So, Brother Samuel, send me an email if you're listening. But if you're not, he'll eventually send the email because he listens to WTPR. But I just don't know. I hope. But that's it for me. Let me just, I'm going to go check my emails. I think Fran's got something she's going to share from Sister Vera and maybe somebody else. But I'm going to drop the mic. And okay, good, her hand's up. And so I'll be checking email. I'll be back in a minute.
Send us blessings again. Sorry, Sister Mindy. I didn't know if you wanted to go next or not. So I only have one short praise here. And I have a praise from Sister Vera. She says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus and thank you for praying for my 9-year-old son. God was doing amazing work in his heart this past month. God was laying on his heart to become vegan and devote more time to studying his word. It was such a blessing to hear as he testified to me in the evening how he only ate rice and didn't eat his favorite chicken and yogurt dish. He has many temptations as he is living in a Muslim country and family and going to Muslim school. So please continue to keep him in prayer. And lastly, I want to praise Jesus for all the witnessing OPP all this past month. Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. It's just so wonderful to see the young ones, you know, devote, you know, turning to Christ. And I mean, this young 9-year-old Vera's son is going to a Muslim school and he's in a Muslim, you know, country. We have to remember him, pray for him as if he was our own, as if he was our own son. We have to remember him, keeping him in prayer. But praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord for that. Okay, Sister Mindy, here you go.
Thank you, dear sister. All right, I've got some more praises to share. So I'm going to read what Brother Mel from Sister White, he wanted to share. The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And that's RH, October 15, 1908, paragraph 5. Whoever consents to renounce sin and open his heart to the love of Christ becomes a partaker of this heavenly peace. There is no other ground of peace than this. The grace of Christ received into the heart subdues enmity, it allies strife, fills the soul with love. He who is at peace with God and his fellow man cannot be made miserable. Envy will not be in his heart. Evil surmisings will find no room there. Hatred cannot exist. The heart that is in harmony with God is a partaker of peace of heaven and will diffuse its blessed influence on all around. The spirit of peace will rest like dew upon hearts weary and troubled with worldly strife. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing, Brother Mel. And then Sister Marie says, I praise the Lord for touching my husband. I caught him listening to the sermon this morning. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Pam says, I praise the Lord for the vaccine passports and mask mandate will soon be done away with. And then Sister Vanessa says, praise the Lord for constantly answering my prayers. He is always reassuring me that I am speaking truth and on the right track. I now know my ministry is at home first. Yes, sister, praise the Lord. Minister to all those around us. And then Brother Matthew has a few praises he shared in the room. He says, I praise the Lord for the pandemic that it has that it has caused some people to seek out the truth and now have eyes to see. Praise the Lord for the pandemic that many can now see how the climate change hoax will bring in the enforcement of the Sunday laws. And he praises the Lord that we are a few more steps closer to the second coming of our Lord, King, Savior, and friend, Jesus Christ. And his last praise was, I praise the Lord for this, a refining time that will cleanse us of the dross we still have on us, that we, the church, bride, may be ready for our great God, groom, Jesus Christ. Yes, brother, praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord for all these wonderful praises. I will hand the mic over.
Okay, praise the Lord. And you forgot to put your hand down again. But isn't that the norm? It's just the hand should go up when the mic is clicked or something, you know. But, you know, what are you going to do? We can't change the software, although I did ask them to change that. But I want to praise the Lord again. I forgot to earlier, but I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. It's just so real. It's surreal. It's amazing. I also want to praise the Lord that Brother Samuel just emailed me to let me know that he will be keeping us in the loop. But check your email, Brother Samuel. I just sent you a question in regards to me sharing your email with, because I think some of the brothers might want to get, or sisters even, might want to get involved too. And so then I'm not going to inundate you with a bunch of people emailing you, like one or two of the, I might give it, you know. So just let me know if it's okay to give them your email. What else was there here? Again, all right, I got another praise here from Brother Doug. But let me fix this one thing here so that the next meeting I want to be able to have what I need there in my notes. Okay. Now, Brother Doug just emailed me and he says, I'd like to praise the Lord for the rain out here in Northern California, as it's been quite a while since we've seen any. And that drought's been going on for a long time. And I'd like to praise the Lord for a chance to witness, too, and hand out a couple of the Mark of the Beast cards to a couple of other fellows who were asking for donations for their Sunday ministry. I'd also like to praise the Lord for the chance to give my nurse/practitioner a handbook on the truth about COVID-19. And I'd like to praise the Lord for always being there for us in all his goodness. Wow, the Lord's got you busy, bro. But amen. Praise the Lord. But yeah. So amen and amen and amen. Anybody else? Let's see. Sister Mindy has her hand up, so maybe she's got something she's going to be sharing here. I got to check and see if I'm getting any emails. Nope. Okay, let me drop the mic. Sister Mindy's got something she's going to share.
All right. I'm going to share my praise. And I just want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation and his love, his mercy, his grace, his protection, blessing me with my health and my beloved church family and the truth that we've been blessed with to share with the world. And I also want to praise the Lord. He's blessed me at work. I got a raise. Not a big raise, but hey, I'm grateful. So I praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord. We had some beautiful weather last week. It was like in the 70s here in Iowa. And I was able to get out and do some work in my garden. And I praise the Lord for that. I'm so excited to start doing gardening again. And I got some seeds planted. And praise the Lord, today and last night, we got our first rain you know, it's so the Lord has blessed my garden with some rain. So I praise the Lord for that. And I also want to praise the Lord. I shared with some of you to pray for my son, Corey. He's in the Army. He's been in the Army for 21 years now, soon to retire, but he's on standby to be deployed. I'm not sure if it'll be Germany or where with what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. And he asked me the other day if I would be willing to, if he is deployed, which it looks very promising that he will be, if I could come out and help with my daughter-in-law and my two granddaughters who are 6 years old and 8 years old. My daughter-in-law is a nurse and she works long hours and they don't have anybody to help with the girls if he's deployed. And I asked him, well, how long do you think you'd be deployed? And he said it could be 6 to 9 months or longer. And so I just want to praise the Lord for the peace he's given me about it. And if it's his will, I you know, they're willing to pay me like a nanny. So I guess they're going to pay me what I make at Goodwill. And so I'll be able to, you know, help with the bills here and what have you. But I just praise the Lord that you know, if it is his will, my son be deployed, he's preparing me to leave all, to leave my husband, my fur babies, my doggies that I love, you know, my home, and just be preparing me to be able to do that, because we're going to have to do that when we go out and get the loud cry out, or when we flee, when it's time to flee, we have to leave all. We have to leave our loved ones, our pets, our homesteads, what have you. And I'm just lifting it in God's hands, you know, whatever his will is. And I would probably go out there until the girls are out of school, which is the end of May, and then bring them back here for the summer. And, you know, at least I'll be able to, you know, be home for the summer. And then if I have to go back out there in Texas, because, of course, my son doesn't want to leave, you know, I know my daughter-in-law is going to want to see the girls, and she's going to come visit them in the summer. She's thinking about being a traveling nurse, so she would be gone 3 weeks out of the month. And I'm not, you know, that's up to her what she wants to do there. But I'm just giving it in God's hands. I pray for the peace about it, and if you all can pray as well, I'd appreciate it. And I just want to just thank the Lord for all his blessings. I'm just so blessed in so many ways. I thank him for the trials that he allows us to go through. It just makes us stronger. And the discipline he gives us, because we know he loves us when he disciplines us if we're, you know, doing something we shouldn't be doing. And I just love him so much. And praise the Lord. We have such a loving God and our Lord Jesus Christ for all he's done for us. And I love you all, and have a blessed Sabbath. God bless.
Amen. Yeah. I think we have your son on the permanent prayer list there, so praise the Lord. All right. I got a praise here from Brother Tim. And he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I'd like to praise God for my salvation and the peace that God gives me in my heart. Amen, my brother. Amen. Let's see if I got any other emails. I don't know. I got a PM here. I don't know from who. What? Oh, so Samuel, you came into the text chat. Okay, so, okay, good. And yeah, I got the email, so thanks. I'll be sharing. So, all right, let me see. Let me check my email one last time. Looks like it's going to be a quick testimony service this week or this month. Last month was, I think it was a record breaker in a lot of ways. So, but we still have fellowship afterwards here. We can still hang around and talk and praise. Uh, Oh, okay, that's a question, so. Oh, okay, I'm from Sweden. From Sweden. Oh, I just got me a PM. See if that's a praise. And it's from Arthur. Oh, okay. Well, we're waiting on Brother Arthur's email. He's sending a praise, I guess. All right, so we'll wait on that. I guess I can close this out. Or we can always just share the praise next month if this takes too long. Just going through my emails, making sure I didn't miss any praises. I don't know why people email me and say, you know, I'd like to do this. I'd like to, would you please sell my product on your website? And nope. Oh, so you're not going to send it, Arthur? Okay, he changed his mind. So, yeah, because I just checked all the emails again. Yeah, because if we had other emails, then, yeah, take your time. But it seems no one else is sending praises. And Sister Minnie shared all the ones that were in the room. And so, so I guess he changed his mind. So that's okay. We'll just share it next month. Not a problem. I'll, you know, I will put it in the, Well, that's odd. But, yeah, I'll put it like a lot of people do that, like after the praises were shared and all that, and then I'll get an email like a half an hour after church is over. I just, you know, I'll start and share it next month. Not a problem. So, but if he was just writing it, it could take him 10 minutes. And so, yeah, we'll just do it next month. No big deal. No big deal. So, all right. Well, I guess we can have some music. And then we'll finish. Oops. Someone just sent me a praise. And it's from Sister Diane. She says, praise the Lord for the blessings of this ministry. That's why I named it Presence of God. All these gifts that the Lord gives us. And then Brother Samuel has... Oh, okay, yeah, so Samuel's clarifying. He says, also, maybe I did not make it clear in the testimony, I will be leaving the job in April as it stands. The contract agreement was word of mouth, so I had not filled in the application as yet, and after I told them about the fiction stuff, then they said that basically they will rescind the offer now. It may change the Lord's will, but will be done. Change the offer now, it may change. The Lord's will be done, but as it stands, I will be unemployed in April. Yeah, that's just cruel to me, you know. It's just, but like even when I was in high school, they tried to get me to read novels, and I says, and I wasn't a Christian by any means, and I wasn't, I didn't have any problem with fiction. I watched Hollywood movies almost every single solitary day, except during summer, I was always out, you know, shooting pool at night or playing frisbee during the day. And so I can see that this has been going on for a long time because now when I look back, they wanted me to, the thing that got me was I don't read, I told the teacher, I says, I don't read novels because it's just a bunch of somebody's imagination. And I just don't think it's, you know, I can make stuff up but she was insisting and then, but so was I. So I never read it, never did a book report on it or nothing. And so, because that's what they wanted you to do, book reports, which is a good idea, but I'd rather do a documentary on something. You know, why don't they just do that? Give me a topic. I'll do a documentary on it. because that's more or less my website, you know, if you think about it, and the videos. And so, okay, all right. So I'm going to drop the mic, and then whoever's going to be doing the music is going to be doing it, and I'm going to pray, and we'll go from there.
I love the truth that feels like everything. God's wonderful people.
Father, thank you so very much once again for blessing us these last 30 days or 30 years. Some folks are new, and so they may have shared things from years ago. Thank you also for blessing everyone today on this Sabbath day. Thank you for our salvation and the joy and the peace that comes with it. And Thank you for answered prayer, even when you say no, because we trust you, Father. We know. We only want to let you know what's on our minds and if it's okay for this. In other words, you really are a father to your children. And so thank you for revealing yourself in that way as well. And bless, and Father, please bless the remainder of this Sabbath and this week ahead of us so that we can all come together again next Sabbath and just be with you as a church family. And thank you so much for blessing us with a hedge of angels to keep us all safe as we do this work. And for those on our prayer list that are in need of salvation, thank you for continually keeping a hedge of angels around them. And even those that come against us, thank you for the hedge you got around them too, so that not only do they not cause any issues, which they never do, they would also get closer to Christ, like some way, somehow, they would realize their need for repentance and make it before it's too late, because they could be precious church family members too in eternity, family members rather. And so thank you once again for this wonderful Sabbath. And we offer this prayer to the best of our ability in the name of your precious Son, our Savior and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.